go out and just go ahead with this?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
They, Senate voted to, put off the vote. Can't vote yet. Maxie, you know, Maxie will step up to that until gets here, she'll have a chance to proceed with this negotiation.
Incidentally, one thing I want to tell you about this, that we, want to talk about this. Fred is sort of more excited about this now than somebody. This man stuff, Dean has his, they talked about it wrong. What is involved is something more than it's something that we want to put together. It's a memory, basically, followed by several ones from Houston, which set up in 1971, an interagency group of DIA, NSA, IRS, and FBI, and CIA.
We announced it.
We met here in this room.
We announced it.
Did we?
I think we did it pretty well.
I don't think so. Yes, sir. I set it up for the purpose of internal security. You know what I mean? Under Hoover's direction. The memorandum that set it up, however, is highly sensitive because it directs the use of any means, you know, internally, including them expanding their activities against domestic people in the United States, where internal security was threatened.
See, when was it? 1970?
1970. I think then, and Tom Houston was the guy that followed up. He quit a couple of months later because he couldn't get either Hoover to do anything. Oh, and Dean is the son of a bitch that took over there. And Marty at that time, the justice, our checks so far indicates that the Defense Department did, as far as I know, hardly anything in this area. And we can't find any, we're checking now with Hoover to see whether they did anything more. But what I'm getting at is this. What we took was four agencies and told them to get to work on a coordinated plan. The question is whether they did more. Now, if this document gets out, it will make some lurid reading with regard to, you've got to, you know, expand your activities to deal with this, 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 this. The point of the fact of the matter is that, and we're checking this too, is that it died at morning in probably the fall of that year, that nothing happened. And you may remember, and I've asked Al to check this, that the Army, remember, was doing intelligence work. Remember, the Army was doing intelligence work, and we announced it sometime in the fall, the Army was getting out of that, remember? We made that decision, too, here from the White House. Remember, we pulled that completely out of that work, the riot control. Recall?
Sure.
We did that. I think at the same time that this thing was also shut. But that basically is what Beeson had has got then fired. Now, basically, the Bazaar was very concerned because he's very sensitive on this issue since he was over at the Pentagon. And said Irvin always makes a big deal out of it. Civil libertarians go right up the wall and say, aha, here we are. This is why, you know, you have to keep up the honorary. This is an umbrella for the growth rate and everything else. And I said, hell no. I mean, you see, Rob, every one of these incidents must be kept separate. The program was a separate system. It had nothing to do with this, you know. That was our own group thing, operation. The Watergate thing was